Cardiff. This is Pete. Can I first start out with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
Sure. 2411.
Mm-hmm.
2101. 0037. 6616.
6616. Perfect. Let me pull your file up real quick. Oh, that didn't work. Can you please try that one more time for me? I'm sorry.
Okay. 2411.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat it after I say it.
2411.
2101.
2101.
0037.
0037.
6617.
6617. Yeah, I think that should be correct now. Perfect. And am I talking with Brian?
Right.
Perfect. And can I also have a quick number to call you back, because we did just get a new phone system just in case it drops?
Sure. 248.
Mm hmm.
348.
Mm hmm.
6885.
Perfect. And I'm just going to have you confirm some quick information on the business before we get started. And then I'll be happy to point you in the right direction here, answer any questions you have. What's the legal name of the business?
Deer Street Experts, Inc.
Perfect. Is that your DBA name as well?
Oh, Deer Street Service.
Perfect. How long have you been in business?
Since 98.
That's nice and long time. And are you the 100% owner, Brian?
Yes.
And one last thing. Can you confirm the address for me, please?
43662 Amber Court, Canton, Michigan, 48180.
Perfect. And are you C Corp or S Corp?
S Corp.
S Corp. Perfect. All right, tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do with the business here, and, you know, I'd be happy to point you in the right direction. We have a bunch of programs for you.
Yeah, well, I just bought a new truck. $80,000. I've got, you know, but the interest...
How much did you pay?
$80,000.
Oh, okay.
And I'm looking to get more vehicles and some land, but the interest rate that I'm getting is kind of high, you know, so. I don't know what you guys are at, but I'm paying 10%.
10? Wow. What's your credit like if you're paying that high?
Well, I was kind of going after a few things at the time. It's new equipment leasing, and I've always worked with them for the last 5 years, so I just get a loan when I need it. But I know their interests are high, and...
Yeah, that's really high.
Yeah, so, but I'm now... for more lenders, and I'm just kind of, you know, I just bought the truck probably not even a month ago, and I'm just, you know, I'm thinking that I have a credit score in the sevens, and I think I should be able to get a better interest rate than that.
Yeah, of course, man. That's APR, right? Just so we're on the same page, 10% APR?
I believe so.
Okay. How long was the term on that?
3 years.
3 years? Perfect. Mm-hmm. And what kind of truck was it? Was it just like a work truck or like a Ford Chevy?
It's a Ford. It's an F-750 with a good body on it.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Big boy. Yeah, no, we'd definitely be able to help you out. So you said you're interested in getting some additional trucks, or we also do have lease buyback programs. If you paid cash for it, we do have, you know, lease buyback. But yeah, tell me a little bit more about what you're looking to bring on right now.
Well, really not much more than that. It's just if I end up buying more vehicles or whatever. You know, I just kind of want to see you guys have the offers. But I am looking into buying a bucket truck, a second bucket truck. I own 3 trucks right now. 2 of them I paid for. This one here I just bought. These are all work trucks. I just want to expand, get a little help, but I would like to see, you know, bottom line is it all comes down to this interest rate thing. So I'm even looking for to get properties and land. I don't know if that money could go towards that.
Yeah, well, so the equipment financing, very competitive rates here. You know, we're talking mid-single digits. You know, depending on credit, goes up or down. But, you know, for someone in your position, you'd probably get into one of our A-tier, B-tier programs, and we're very competitive in that space. Been doing that for like 14 years. As far as capital, we do offer both secured and unsecured working capital. And for that, you know, the unsecured will run down first. It's more of a shorter term loan, obviously a little bit more expensive than something that's going to be secured. Shorter term, maybe like 3 to 24 months for first time lenders. Second time around, we can get you up to like 36. But you know, our other option here to kind of make it a little bit cheaper and, you know, maybe stretch out the term a little bit longer for a first time is to secure it against maybe some assets you already have, such as, you know, equipment. That we could do that all day for you. But, you know, what's the price tag or how much capital ideally would you be looking for to buy that land?
They were asking $125, but I thought it could, you know, that's what they're asking.
Mm-hmm. Probably chalk them down a little bit.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And Brian, what'd you guys do in sales last year? Because that the working capital is not it's primarily based on revenues for the business, and then secondarily credit instead of the other way around with like your traditional loan or line of credit.
I think it was around $200,000.
$200,000. All right. Perfect. Yeah. So, do you have anything? You know. Sounds like you don't have any immediate needs at the moment. You're just kind of poking around, see what you can find.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, you know, what we could do is, you know, if you're, how far out do you think you're looking for this bucket truck? Something this year or maybe just like I said, not really immediately?
Yeah, you know, it kind of all depends, you know, I guess I'm in no hurry because I have one, but I'd like to update it. It's an older model, 2000. It's a good truck. It's a nice truck, but I was looking more to getting a new one. A new one's about 120,000.
About 120K. Yeah, I mean, I guess what I think would be the best move here is we could, you know, get me a quote and an application, and we could at least quote you here. And, you know, if you can get me that, we can quote you, tell you, get you approved, and get you some numbers. So at least you know what your options are, know what you're shopping with. I know, you know, just from past experience, it's a lot easier to go shop around with, you know, an approval in hand for, you know, what you need than to kind of do it the other way around.
Right. Yeah. I'm just kind of curious. I know that you said it boils down to my credit score. With my credit score is, you know, mid, you know, I don't know, 720, say.
Mm-hmm.
What is usually your, and how can we calculate all that in before we go in there and knock my credit score down? You know, I'd like to.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it's pretty competitive. I'm talking like, you know, 5%, 4%, you know, for top tier credit, probably be right around in there. Maybe, you know, I don't even think it would get up to the 6 range. But then, you know, I'm not an underwriting. I can't just, like, spit out these numbers. It's all kind of just hypothetical here. But, you know, if what you're telling me is correct, it's time in business is there pretty long. This is a, you know, a piece of equipment that's going to really help you out. What's like, a return on investment you'd see from, you know, bringing on this dump truck and or, you know, having an additional one or just updating it? How do you quantify that?
What was the last?
Would
you ask
me
a question?
How would you quantify this like return on investment for you? Is it going to speed things up? Just kind of something you need to do, or you know what? You...
Yeah, I mean it's more reliable. It's when you have nice stuff and nice products like this new one I have. I mean, it's a nice big. You know, people love to see that. Re-advertise it. People like to see that who are, you know, established. And when they see all my trucks rolling down the road, it only helps. Plus, I'm playing.
Yeah, yeah.
to run two crews next year. So, this is what I need the fourth truck for, because for a second crew that I'm putting together.
So, yeah. How many guys are in your crews typically? About two or three, or?
I have five.
Okay.
It varies, you know. I could have a strong crew, and then I have another crew that does smaller work, the easier work, and all that. They're out making the stronger crew, you know.
Yeah.
Small trees in the bushes with one crew, another crew is doing all the big trees.
So, I mean, ideally, Brian, just to get an idea of what you're looking at, say we're going to get this 120K bucket truck. You looking for something 36 month, 48 month, 60?
Well, it all depends, because if I get a low interest rate, the first thing I want to do before I get the bucket truck is I want to knock this interest rate down on the dump truck. That's my prime goal. All right, I want to while I'm still early. I'm not throwing my money away. I want to see if I can get this interest from 10 to 5. 3 years is good. I'm okay with 3 years. So, but
okay.
What would the difference be? What is the price? What would the payment be? How much does that change that payment?
Let me break out my calculator here.
It's actually at 78.6 right now. It's a payoff.
78.6?
Right.
Okay.
3 years.
Over 3 years. So what do you with no interest, you'd be paying on your truck right now, you're paying $2,100, just a little bit more a month. With 10% APR, it's. If that's APR 10%, you're gonna end up paying an extra like $15,000-$20,000 on that truck.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
So now see what we can do is maybe we can take over that lease for you. I'll consult with some of the higher ups in the underwriting as far as equipment goes. And see if that's a possibility. Would you be interested in that? See if we could just like take over the lease there and kind of maybe get you a lower rate.
Yeah, if you know what the rate is. So what would the new payments be?
This is really hard for me to spitball. I don't want to give you anything unrealistic. As far as underwriting, I have really no idea. I'm not really qualified to do that. Just spit off numbers, but I guess as far as percentages, we could talk about that. Like if it's at 10 and you got the 700, I don't see why we couldn't get that down to something more reasonable, maybe in like the 6 range, which at the end of the day, that's significantly lower on the total payback. You're looking at something more like just doing a quick math here. 76. That's more in the like $10,000 to $13,000 payback. Like total cost after 3 years. So it'll significantly drop. Right now you're looking at you're paying like $20,000-$23,000 on top of your truck if you're 10% APR for 3 years, it's pretty much 30%.
Well, right now where I'm at, I got 36 payments at $2,600.
36 payments at
$2,600? Yeah, I'm at $93,600. So where I'm at right now is $13,600. Well, actually the loan was $80,600. So I'm really only $13,000 now.
You're 13. Okay, so that really helps me out here. So if you're paying 36 payments of 2,600, and that's at 10%, I mean, if we, like I said, with 30, the cost with no interest over 36 months is like 2,100 and change. So it would be somewhere in the middle between 21 and 26. So, you know, it'd probably just knock off around $300 a month for you, something like that. I mean, again, this is just speculation off the top of my head here. You know, I'm not, I don't know how they do lease rates and run the algorithms with the credit scores and all that crap. But, you know, just talking just plain English here, maybe that like $300 a month.
Well, let's see, 36 times 200. So it's more like 2200 is no interest. Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe even a hair more. So I'm paying about, okay. Now those loans, you're paying more of the interest in the top, in the beginning?
No, they're fixed. Yeah, I don't think we, you know, it's like kind of like a mortgage where you're paying off the interest first and almost none of the principal. I think you're just, it's more like your typical car loan. It's not, I don't think the amortization tables are like that. Again, like I'm not extremely familiar with, you know, the nuances of the back end of it. I'm more of the, you know, I'm in the sales department, so, you know, gathering the information. I have background info on all the programs, but, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes down to the hard numbers, just not there yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd be happy to send out an application for you, at least. I'll double check. We can switch that over, and then I also want to send out an application. See if you want to for the bucket truck, and you know, see what we can do there. If you can get a quote for that.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, 22 Okay. Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, 4,000. That's too bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the, at the end of the day, a lot of the times, like, you know, people see the numbers in like 10% and then drop it down to 6, like, oh man, I'm gonna save so much money. And then when you break it down, you know, on monthly payments, it's like, it's a difference of hundreds of dollars. You know, it's not like,
right.
It's not, it seems a lot less big of a deal, you know.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I thought I would be down like the 1800s, but now
what you got to look at is what's going to be the cost. A lot of people don't really like what's going to be the cost with zero interest. And then you say, okay, it's 22. Right. Now, what am I paying? 26. You know, even if I made that in half, you know, be in the middle, you know, just this crude, simple math, you know, maybe 23, 24, like. Difference of a couple $100, you know, and but you know, on the front end, if I tell you, hey, I got you a 6% loan versus a 10%, you'd be like, you're out of your mind, you know.
Right, okay, but yeah, go ahead and send that stuff over to me.
What's a good email, man?
Spears, S-P-E-A-R-S.
S-P-E-A-R-S, tree.
T-R-E-E at gmail.com.
Perfect. I'll double check before I even send that out. If we could do the you know, lease buyout thing, would you just want to do that first, hold off on the bucket truck, or you would still be interested in doing that as well?
Yeah, just, I don't know, figure out what's better for me. Maybe. What do you do as far as land loans? I mean, is it different? How do you do that? Mortgages, basically, I guess.
Yeah, well, as far as the capital, getting back to that, it's like an unsecured one is going to be cents on the dollar, you know, right around, you know, if you have really good credit, you have decent credit, you're going to like a 10 cents on the dollar. We just don't do APRs because a cost of funds is a little bit easier because sometimes these are 3 months, sometimes these go up to 2 years, so 3 years. Like I said, the unsecured ones are, I mean, the secured ones are a little bit cheaper than the unsecured just because, like, we have something, you know, that we can take back there. Like you said, you're looking about $125K and you do $200K. Yeah. I'd probably point you in the direction of securing some of the equipment against that just because I know for usually, you know, we're only able to free up around 15% of revenues on the unsecured part. But like I said, term lengths go up and amounts go up when you can secure some equipment that you own against it, like a traditional loan.
Right, okay. And how many years is that? It's the same way, that's like five years?
I mean, not that long. I mean, get it out to maybe like three or four for you. Again, it all depends on what equipment you have up for collateral. And
yeah, but then I'm looking at payments of for $100,000 loan. I'm gonna be like $4,000 payments.
Yeah, I mean, if we got you in something that's like 4 years, and that's pretty like long time for working capital loan. But say we got you in 4 years, you know, with no interest. I'm talking no interest, $2,600 a month. That 48 payments split up the $125,000. So like
yeah,
that's
let me talk about that a little bit and figure
yeah, toss
out
some ideas around. I'm gonna go touch base real quick, and I'll shoot you an email in a few minutes.
Well, because my other thing is, I think I'd actually rather have a yard, because I'm renting a storage, you know, rent storage right now. I'd like to have, because I have plans to have land to be able to sell firewood and do other things, chip, and I can't do that where I'm at. So I think I would lean more towards getting the property first. But I would also might think about just getting a mortgage, a normal mortgage on it as well. But anyway, go ahead. I don't know if I can tell you my whole life story, but go ahead and send me what you got, what you have, and let me know what they say.
Yeah, of course. All right, man. Good talking to you, Brian. Take care.